Next item, please.
Item 944, authorized contract with KPFF Consulting Engineers, Inc. for design of the Sullivan's Crossing Active Transportation Bridge in the amount of $2,315,359.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a very exciting project, and Dan Layden is going to fill us in on that.
Thanks, Commissioner Saltzman, Mayor Wheeler, and members of council. Here today for an ordinance that authorizes a design contract for the Sullivan's Crossing project. I want to start with just a little bit of background on the project and then a little bit about the contract. The project is a span across I-84 and UPR railroad tracks. It's about 370 to 420 feet. There are still a couple of options that we're considering. It's mainly a pedestrian and bicycle bridge, active transportation bridge. However, it does allow for emergency vehicle access if that becomes necessary in the future, which, of course, we all hope it doesn't. It provides improvements at Northeast 7th and 7th Avenue and Lloyd Boulevard to that intersection there. And it's also looking in a little more detail at the Sullivan's Gulch connection between where the bridge would land at 7th Avenue and the connection to across the river. And it's also a key element of the Green Loop. A map to kind of show you the general area. It connects on the north side to the existing 7th Avenue bikeway connection. And on the south side, it connects to the central east side. It also provides a really critical connection to the Sullivan's Cross, to the Sullivan's Gulch Trail, as I mentioned, and connects several of the major neighborhood greenways and also is a major piece of the Green Loop. The project itself is a total project budget of $13 million, $11 million of transportation SDCs that was passed by council last year, $2 million from the Prosper Portland urban renewal area, and also some funds from Go Lloyd. What is in front of you today is actually just the design contract with KPFF Engineering. We did a competitive RFP process. It was a very competitive process with several well-known engineering firms bidding on the project. KPFF was selected. They have 24% MWSB participation, and they are a Portland-based design firm. Tentative project schedule. We are having the discussion around the alignment. There are still some questions as to the alignment on the southern end of the project between 8th or 7th Avenue that will be happening this fall. Once that is completed, we'll begin the design of the project. Should last for about a year to 18 months with construction scheduled for summer 2019 through summer 2020. There will be a series of open houses throughout the process. And finally, just because it's a cool-looking bridge, a picture of what, at least conceptually, the bridge is planning to look like. Be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
So Sullivan's Crossing connects, does the north-south connection, and we have this long-term vision for an east-west connection.
Correct.
Any updates on any progress in thinking through Sullivan's Gulch?
I think there has been some progress, and I think this actually will be a pretty critical step in that project because it will provide one of the biggest questions with Sullivan's Gulch has really been how do you get from 7th Avenue to the existing bridge across the Willamette? So this will provide a study to look at that and get into more detail in the engineering questions with that. I think there's still a lot of work to be done on the rest of the Sullivan's Gulch Trail, but this will at least put one of those pieces in place, hopefully.
And if I might just follow up on that, it seems to me from what you just showed us that even if the Sullivan's Gulch Trail never comes into being because the railroad never changes its mind, this is a good north-south connection anyway. Is that fair to say?
This is a really critical north-south connection. Right now, the only two ways of getting across the Sullivan's Gulch and the freeway in this location are Grand and MLK, which are both pretty uncomfortable, pretty much impossible for bikes, actually, with the streetcar tracks, and then not very wide, comfortable sidewalks, and then 12th Avenue, which does provide a good connection but is a bit out of the way. So this really does provide a really important direct connection, particularly from the development that's occurring in Central East Side into the Lloyd District. So it's something that Go Lloyd and others have been advocating for a long time. So we're glad we can finally make it happen.
Thank you.
Is it safe to say the maintenance and upkeep of this will be the city's responsibility? Is that correct?
Yeah, it'll be a city-owned bridge.
Very good. I had the opportunity to drive north to Seattle the other day. And, by the way, the traffic is really much worse there, for what it's worth. But I noticed just about every overpass north of Kelso is tagged, sometimes pretty dramatically if it's easily accessible. So I assume in the design they will take that reality into account.
That is one question we're looking at very closely. I mean, there is safety, public safety is a critical issue, and we have a team that's going to work on that very closely.
Long drop.
It is a really long drop, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
May I just follow up on that?
Commissioner Fritz, yes.
Councils now and for the last several years are used to parks, the Parks Bureau bringing annually a list of new operations and maintenance for new facilities. It's that policy is about city facilities. It's not just for parks or emergency management. So I would expect when this bridge comes online, as with the Wildwood Bridge, when that gets done, that there will be a request in the budget process for the ongoing operations and maintenance of it.
I'll suggest that to the director.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Great. Public testimony?
No one signed up.
Nobody wants to testify on this beautiful bridge. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Well, this crossing, this pedestrian bicycle crossing and emergency vehicles is very, very well placed and very exciting, and will be, I'm sure it will be a heavily used addition to our green loop and other ways of helping people get around in our city. So very excited about it. Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
We often hear from residents that they're not getting any benefits from the growth that we've been seeing in population, or they're questioning what's in it for their neighborhood. The lion's share of the funding for this is transportation system development charges, which is from new development. So it's really something that for the Inner East Side is so important, and I'm very glad it's moving forward. Aye.
Fish?
Great project. Thanks to PBOT and Dan and the team. Aye.
Wheeler?
I'll second that. I think this is fantastic. I had the privilege of attending the Sunday Parkways on Sunday, which was very, very well attended and a lot of fun. And my wife has some knee issues, so we rented a tandem bike. And we're still married, even after riding tandem bike together.
That's impressive.
Yeah, she actually ended up doing more of the pedaling. I'm pretty sure of it. But on the way back, I was absolutely looking for a crossing, and boy, I would have liked that crossing to have been there then. It could have saved me. So I vote aye. I think it's great. Thank you. The ordinance is adopted, and we will follow it very, very closely. So, colleagues, the next items regarding the police bureau are a time certain at 2 p.m. And so we are required to take a recess until 2 p.m. We will reconvene at 2 p.m., which is in a little over 15 minutes.